Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to One Arranged Marriage, written and narrated by Loka Dharani, your host. Hope you like it.
I have not cooked tonight. Have some water and sleep tight, I said. Yes, I have been busy for a few days and we didn't talk anything but about daily food and laundry. Srishiv dropped his job and we both are young to be in this marriage relationship.
I know what exactly he would be thinking right now. It's the second time I didn't cook dinner this week, but both of us never talk about it. I was sitting in the balcony swing chair. Greeneries and the dim yellow light in the living room soothed my soul. It's been 3 months since we got married and arranged marriage. I sipped the last few drops of coffee that I made and was looking at the streets. A little breeze was caressing my hair. I was missing my mom. She used to call me every night since we got married, and I didn't get any calls for 2 months, cause she was no more. I tied my hair into a bun and wiped the 2 drops of tears and went to the kitchen. The sink was filled with utensils. I didn't wash the vessels for the past 2 days. I played Jile Adams' Please Don't Go song and started to wash the dishes. I did everything and now working on the last dry pan with sauces sticking on it. I cleaned it thinking about the days before my marriage. Nothing was new. I was this same silent girl yearning for love as always. I used to write poems, but I didn't write any in these 3 months. I took a shower and slept beside Srishiv. He was facing the other side of the room and was using his phone. I took my phone, scrolled the feeds, and nothing was fresh, the same old content. Switching off my phone, I asked Srishiv, "Are you hungry? Can I make something?" He turned and said, "Oh, thanks, Ashi. Good night." We slept. I woke up the next morning and stretched a bit, sitting on the bed and made my hair. I saw a cup of coffee and a sticky note on the side table. "Good morning, Ashi. Thanks for asking if I was hungry yesterday night. I'm going to meet Mr. Gopi regarding my job." I was happy that he finally took a step for a new change. The coffee was cold, yet I drank it and took a shower and went to my office. I work in Dell MNC, Bangalore. Working in Bangalore has been my dream since I was a teenager. The day was fine. I checked all the mails and mini tasks and had my lunch in the cafeteria and reached home by 7 p.m. I did yoga and took a bath. Srishiv was not yet home. I was not looking for him, but he's like my roommate now. I cook well. My mom used to teach me new recipes every weekend. I boiled some rice and chopped some raw bananas. I know he loves fries, so I fried and made raw banana chips, salt and spicy. He came home at 10 p.m. He was looking tired when I opened the door. His tucked-in shirts were out and the tie was loose, and his hair was messed up, but his drowsy eyes were faking a sparkle when I welcomed him in. Once stepping in with a little smile, he went to the room and refreshed and came out with a blue shirt and grey knit shorts. Both are my favorite colors. We usually eat in the living room, sitting on the floor. I arranged all the plates and bowls. "Hey Ashi, how was your day?" asked Shreesha, skimming through the food and glass of water. I know he's starving. Was nice. How was yours? Any good news? I asked. Wow, you made rice and dal with fries. I served him, and after 4 to 5 bites, he told, Mr. Gopi is genuine. We met his colleagues and they will inform me in a while. Oh, that's nice. I'm happy for you, I said. He ate and went to the room. I had some rice and boiled some milk for both of us and went to our room. Thanks for the coffee in the morning, I said, sitting on the bed. He smiled and took a cup and was back onto the magazines. I was listening to some music. Do you want the lights on? I finished reading, said Shreesha. No, turn it off, I said. I was picturing my life and was listening to songs for an hour. Still, I didn't feel sleepy. I turned left, still my eyes were closed, and I nodded my head and tapped my fingers on the bed alternatively and was singing silently. I love music. After some time, I opened my eyes slowly. Shreesha was staring at me all the while. He twinkled a smile when I looked at him. You have a beautiful voice, he said. I smiled at him and turned the other side. It was different, the way he saw me. I took my headphones and was laying simply, doing nothing. After a few minutes, I turned to the left. He was looking at the ceiling. Good night, Shreesha, I told. Hey, Ashi, do you like me? He asked in a reflex. Why are you asking? Yes, I do like you. He blinked and said, good night, Ashi. That was insane. I think he had asked me without realizing it was not his dream. We both were trying to sleep, but we couldn't that night. It was 12:34 a.m. and I knew he was wide awake. I got up and sat on the bed. He followed me. I cannot sleep, Ashu, he said. Even I cannot, Shree. We both were sitting still for a few minutes. It's been 3 months, Ashi, and we don't know anything about each other. Yes, but sir, you have been outside the whole day. Aren't you tired? I asked. Yes, I am, but I couldn't sleep. Can we talk? I nodded my head. So, Ashi, I know you miss Auntie and I know you don't have any close friends, he said. I was surprised that he knew this much about me. We were talking for 2 hours. All my childhood stories, my school projects, my high school proposals. I felt our hesitations were vanishing gradually. We laughed a lot and came to a point of silence again. I was looking at him in the eyes. He was looking at me too. We both were all smiles. Ashu, I'm wondering how much you talk. Late night talks are indeed awesome, he said. Yes, I have not talked with anyone at this time. Firstly, I have not shared a lot with anyone else. It was relaxing. I never saw this lovely Shreesha before. When we started talking, we both were sitting in the middle of the bed with pillows on our laps. And now, we both are lying on the bed with pillows in between our thighs, facing each other and Of course, we forgot the space between us. We were so close for the first time. He was gazing at me with full adoration. After around 3 minutes of staring, he told, "Good night, Ashru. Sleep well." In a husky voice, holding my hands. "Good night, Sri," I said, firming his grip. Hey, thank you for listening to One Arranged Marriage, Chapter 1. Cannot wait to read what's going to happen between Hashi and Shrishiv. Aren't they a cute couple? Yes. See you soon in the next episode of One Arranged Marriage. Happy New Year. Signing off, your host, Lokatharani. You can follow my writings on my Instagram at QWERTYWrites. Message your views on the podcast. Bye-bye. Take care. Love you all.